Blog Talk Radio.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen. Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. God has spoken. So let the church say, Amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say, Amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say, Amen. God has spoken. So let the church say, Amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say, Amen. No. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say, Amen.
Everybody
say, Amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church, well,
Let the church say,
amen.
Let the church say,
amen.
Oh, I need you to say it. When you dreamed about to die, knowing that God is not a man, he just can't lie. In spite of what the devil does.
Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you have stopped by the show this morning. And before we start our show, we're going to have prayer. But I want to thank guests from 67, area code 678 for coming on the line today. I hope y'all stick around because she is a gospel recording artist in Atlanta, Georgia. So I hope all of you all that's on the call, stay on a while. Also call 409. Thank you for coming in. Area code 713. Guest 12, 771. Thank you for logging in. And guest 12, 768. Thank you for logging in. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning just to lift you up, dear Heavenly Father. It's not about us. It's all about you, dear Heavenly Father. We come to give you praise today, dear Heavenly Father, to give you honor for all those, dear Heavenly Father, that may call in or may listen in the archive, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be something that has been said today on this program. Let something have been said even with the words of the songs, dear Heavenly Father, that will come forth today, dear Heavenly Father, from our guests, dear Heavenly Father. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today, we have an exciting topic today. And our topic today, for those that may not have really looked and tuned to see what it was, is called How Deceit Destroys. And we know that deceit can destroy a lot of things in every area. And we're going to start off a little bit, then we're going to have our guest to come on. I'm going to announce our guest in a few minutes and have her to come on and sing whatever God has put on her heart to sing for the listening audience today. We just give God praise for her today that voluntarily come on today. We give God praise. So today, Thank you, number Patron Greg, for coming on today. Oh, we have a guest going to be on, too, so I hope you're able to stay on today, too. Okay. You know how deceit destroys. You know, as I was reading a familiar passage in the Word of God, I went to Matthew's, the 13th chapter, and the 22nd verse, and this is what it said. He also that receiveth seed among the thorn is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. My, 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 my. You know, today, as I was reading that before the show, I went over it again. I had to stop and reflect on what the Lord was saying in verse 22, that the deceiver of rich chokes out God's word. You know, as I pondered over that, I wondered, are the rich deceitful, or are they just plain tools used in deception? You know, obviously the answer is that the material possessions are not problems themselves. They are the reflection of problem. You know, as we think about how deceit destroys, you know, deceit is an external, visible expression of inner spiritual flaws. It just happened that virtually every reference to deceit in God's word is exemplified in materialistic. You know, with believers, the most devastating loss associated with deceit is the dulling of our spiritual awareness. You know, guilt associated with a known deception will cause the Christian to withdraw from God's presence. You know, once withdrawn, subsequently, deceit becomes easier and less conviction is felt. You know, often the pretense of spirituality remains. We're talking about not only the few things I'm giving, but we can always add more to it. Church, conferences, Bible study, and so on. But the sensitivity and the fellowships are gone. The believer no longer feels worthy and feel like he has failed God. No, if such an attitude is allowed to continue until a foster can be perfected, the result can easily be a life of defeat and frustration. You know, I thank each one of my guests for coming on today. We have another guest that came on also. She's a TB syndicate out of Marietta, Georgia, that is joining us today. So I hope all of you all that tuned in, you are all in for a treat today. So I'm going to bring my first guest on today, none other than prophetess, teacher, recording artist, Samantha Caldwell from Atlanta, Georgia. You are now on the air. Miss Samantha, you want to tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Certainly. Thank you, first of all, for having me on your show. I am delighted to be a part of you and your listening audience.
And I am so happy to have you on this morning. And if anybody today would like to come on and say who they are or would like to say anything toward the show today, just press 1 on your keypad. And for those that would like to call others to join in the show today, the number is 646-716-4389. And we would love to hear from you all today. So at this time, we will turn it over and let Prophetess Caldwell just do what God has put on her heart to do this morning.
Well, certainly. I just want to tell your listeners a little bit about myself. I am here in Atlanta, Georgia. First of all, I'm a child of God, and I'm just trying to be obedient to his will and his way. He's gifted me in a lot of different areas. I am an attorney by trade, but also a creative. I do radio and television and write songs and sing songs, and I'm trying to give him glory in everything that I do. If you want to find out more information about me, you can do so at www.scardwellproductionsplural.com. That's scardwellproductions.com. You can find out more about my creative pursuits there. And then if you want to contact me as an attorney, I do a lot of different work in various areas of the law. You can do that at www.cardwellconsulting.vpvictorypraisevp.net. You can contact me at either one of those addresses. All right, and I just wanted to, you know, just share a word, a positive word to those who may be going through, and also share just a little bit of a song. You know, my story, and I think everyone's story, is that we're often faced with trials and tribulations, and I just believe that God brings situations to make us strong, and whenever we depend on Him and depend on His Word, and we go to Him in prayer, that we're able to press through to higher ground. He is truly, truly, truly our provider. And that means that no matter what you're looking at, I don't care what it looks like in front of you, you've got to see past that to the blessings that He's promised you. I know that in my own situation, I've had to draw upon His promises. And so whoever's out there today, I just want to encourage you to draw upon His promises. When you draw upon His promises and not what you see, and you look not with your natural eyes, but you look with your spiritual eyes, you can hang on and have hope for tomorrow. So I want to just bless you with just a little piece of a song. It's a testimonial song, and I hope it blesses your spirits on today. I shall not forget what you've done for me. I shall not forget how you set me free. Everywhere I go, all the world will know that Jesus lives within my soul. Thank you for that time, Lord, to say what's on my mind. You are everything, yes, you are to me, to you, to me. Hallelujah, and praises be unto God who gives me strength and peace.
Praise God. We thank you for that wonderful song today. I know it ministered to someone that was listening in today. And we have another caller from area code 678. And I think this is the young lady from the TV show, Mrs. Mercer Brown. And if that is, you are now on the air, Miss Brown.
Great morning. How is everyone?
We are blessed. How are you today?
I'm awesome. I'm honored to be your guest on today. I just thank God for you and your beautiful spirit, and I thank God for this show that you have. So I'm very honored to be a part this morning.
Praise God. Praise God. Would you like to tell the audience a little bit about yourself this morning?
Yes. Well, my name is Prophetess Michelle Brown, and I am a talk show host for The Antidote Show, and Real Talk, Real Solutions, and The Antidote for Youth. The Antidote Show is a testimonial talk show based off of Scripture, John 10:10. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I have come to give life and life more abundantly. This talk show was birthed out of my own testimonies. One which particular was I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer in 2007, had to have two surgeries in 2008, and out of that, I was healed. And during my healing process, I continued to declare and decree by his stripes I am healed. And it was just that. I didn't have to go under chemotherapy or radiation. I just had to have those two procedures done. But God had spoke to me to doing this show, and he had set the way for me to do it. I was going to Comcast Studios to help someone with their makeup and their hair. I'm a hairstylist for 21 years, and they called me out probably 6 weeks after my second surgery to be a help to them, and I went to bless them to do their hair and makeup, and I thought it to be funny because God has such a sense of humor because he had told me he was taking me back to my first love, which was broadcasting and communication. And when I went to the studios, I did her hair and I did her makeup, and we went out to go on set, and none of her guests showed up, nor any of her audience members. So it was just her and I and her crew. So she said, well, sis, I guess I'll be interviewing you. And it was kind of off guard, but, you know, God said, be ready at all times. So I was ready to give my testimony and gave my testimony. And in doing that, the producers at Comcast really liked my TV presence and just really enjoyed me and offered me to do my own show. So that's how the Antidote Show was birthed. And I was just so honored because, like I say, God has a sense of humor. And him setting that up and orchestrating that particular day and me saying yes to the call opened up the doors for me to do the Antidote Show. And out of the Antidote Show, two other shows have been birthed. The Antidote for Youth is a panel show. Actually, it's a radio show, which we should be on Positive Kids Radio real soon again. We were on Blog Talk Radio in 2010. So that show is where young people come as my panel, and their parents or parents called in and asked the youth questions. So we often wonder, what are they thinking about? You know, because we kind of forget where we were and the things that we went through. So they come to remind us their mindset, their thoughts, and why they do what they do. So that show is really a hit for the youth to exhale some of the things that they do and let their parents know why they do what they do. And they actually, it's a cry out to the parents to help. Then the other show is Real Talk, Real Solutions. Real Talk, Real Solutions is just that. We do real talk. We put topics in the bowl from all over. People email us thoughts and topics, as well as my panel guests that come in. And we put the topics in there, and we pull those topics, and we have real talk. We don't Bible beat or any of that to say we have real talk because we're dealing with a lot of unsaved people. So we can't reach them the same way as we would reach someone who's in the pews, who's at the churches. So we have some real talk, and believe me, by the end of the show, we have basically an altar call, and a lot of them come in to Christ. So it's a great blessing, and I'm honored to be the host of these shows. I'm honored to be the founder of these shows, and I thank God for choosing me to do the things that he has called me to do in these last and evil days. So I'm just honored and blessed to for God to have put these shows in my spirit to do for the people and to be a blessing unto the people. So if you like to go on and most definitely watch The Antidote Show, which is The Antidote Show .com, and that's THEANTIVOTE show, SHOW.com. We do have archive shows on live stream. Our most recent shows are on live stream, and then you can see some of our past shows that are on there on the front page right after the screen, because we do air these shows live when we do tape them. You can click the live stream button to watch some of the shows, and then you can go on view the show page and watch some of the shows. And you can leave your own comment right there on the page of how you thought, what you thought about the shows, what I need to do, what I need not to do, and things like that. I'm open to criticism because it's a growing experience for me to do the things that God has taught me to do. So, I mean, it's a great blessing, like I said. And you can also find me on YouTube under The Antidote Show or Mershele. That's MERSHELE Brown, BROWN. And I am soliciting guests. If you're in town and you have an awesome testimony and you know that people will get set free and they need to know, you know, hear your testimony, and you are still continuing to do the things of God. You have come out of the things that which you once did, and now you're doing the things of God, and you're opening businesses and running organizations. I like to help network and help people get to their next level as well. So you can contact me at the Antidote Show at Yahoo, or my number, my business line number is 678-468-9487, 678-468-9487, and you can leave a message there. Okay, and I thank you so much, Ellis.
You're so welcome, Prophetess Brown. I am just so elated and happy that I have two distinguished guests on my show today. One is a TV syndicate host, and the other one is a recording artist. You know, you never know what God's going to give you. That's why I thank him for one more day, just one more time to serve him, to give him the glory, to give him the praise, because he is truly, truly worthy. And I hope all my guests are able to stay on. If you didn't get their information before we leave the line today, we will have them repeat the information on each one of them website. One is an attorney, also a recording artist. The other one is a TV show host. They're in Atlanta and Marriott, Georgia. I am just so happy, and I mean, I am just bursting over to know that God has favored me today. Because he's just so good. He's just so good. And I'm going to go ahead and just tell a little bit more about how deceit destroys. And number the songstress, if you decide you want another sing another song for the audience, just let me know. That will be a problem, because we can't get enough of God's word, whether we're reading it from the word, from a book, or hearing it in the song, that it will minister to our hearts and soul and mind. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, as I was talking about earlier on how deceit destroys, you know, I have found there is no one is immune to temptation to deceive, particularly when money is concerned. I'm going to hit at all aspects of deceit, how I can destroy materialistic and on up spiritually. You know, some people establish their response prior to the situation or able to resist, not on the basis of their own strength, but on God. You know, I can recall clearly that an unsaved businesswoman, the temptation to deceive was a constant nagging problem. Quite often it was not a desire to lie, but rather to just simply omit a few, you know, pretentious facts, some things that she needed to say, she omitted, you know, about a product or either a potential buyer. You know, I would tell myself, what they don't know won't hurt them. You know, sometimes that old cliche is right and sometimes it's wrong. But invisible, I found that the one that got hurt was me. You know, I felt guilty, and not just a little loss of honor, each time I misled someone. You know, after becoming a Christian, I just naturally assumed such weakness would never tempt me again, especially as I became more familiar with God's word. And I'm using the example of someone right there in that little part, and you may fit that situation. Allow me to share a personal observation here. The only way to fail is to deceive yourself and to believe in you're too strong to fall. You know, so many people today feel that they're so macho or so this and that. You know, nothing can touch them. They won't fall, nothing. You know, many times in our lives, there are situations in which undetected compromise to God's way could be made. And in fact, it's made. You know, fortunately, God knew we wouldn't be perfect. and made allowance for our weakness. You know, by a principle called confession. You know, you can go to God and confess. You don't have to call nobody else. You can go to your Heavenly Father and confess to whatever you've done, whatever you said. You can go to God and confess. You know, it is more difficult than honesty would have been originally, but it is absolutely necessary to restore fellowship with God. You know, in Proverbs 28 and 13, the Word of God says, "He who conceal his transgression will not prosper, but he who confess and forsake them will find compassion." You know, when confessing is so painful, total honesty looks a whole lot more attractive the next time around when something else or another situation come up in your life. And you know, with how deceit destroys, you know, deception destroys trust. You know, in Proverbs 11 and 20, the Word of God says, "The perverts in heart are abomination to the Lord, but the blameless are his delight." You know, the Christian walk is not an academic exercise in scripture memorization. It's a way of life. The purpose of God's word is to give us guidelines for making a decision in spite of our normal reaction. You know, God wants us to be able to trust him regardless of the circumstances around us. You know, it is a physical evidence that we believe in a life greater than we now have and in the one who have ultimately authorized over everything. My. You know, deception is not a problem. It is a testimony that we do not really believe. God owns everything and has always considered the consequence. You know, this is true whether we are taking a loss on, say, a car payment or a car, an income tax, or overcharging a travel expense. You know, those little bitty things, deceit, where, you know, you put somebody on your income tax that you don't even have. You add children that you don't have. Or you are overcharging or saying on your expense on your job, you overcharge, you put more than you actually use. You know, how deceit destroy? Because deceit can destroy the person. And you don't want that to happen to you today. You know, deception leads to hypocrite. You know, you've met people like that, so hypocritical and hypocrite. You know, in Proverbs the 15th chapter and the 12th verse, the Word of God say, "A scoffer does not love one who reprove him. He will not go to the wise." You know, there is nothing more personal and devastating to a believer than looking spiritual and living a defeat life. You know, the immediate consequence is a loss of esteem in the eyes of family and close friends. My. You know, children are rarely attracted to a weak, watered-down version of Christianity. They say one thing and does another. If they see mom and dad put on that church face on Sunday, they would believe that that's what Christian is all about. You've seen that. Children teach each other on school time and say, "Oh, well, your mother looked like this and your daddy was doing this." And, you know, that, you know, on Wednesday night, you got one face on, or Tuesday night. Thursday night, a choir rehearsal, you got another face on. Then on Sunday morning, oh, you really got a big one. But how deceit destroy? That don't mean it's everybody, but you that already know, you know what that can do. My. You know, deception leads to a critical spirit. And if anybody would like to come in and comment or say something on this show today, just let me know. Just speak up or hit one on your keypad, because I would love to hear you. Because we all don't have all the same answer. We all can derive at the same thing, the same conclusion, may have something worded a little bit different. But this is a show where you're able to come on and just speak what God has given to you to speak. And today we're talking about how deceit destroy. And I didn't know how this show would go over, but I know there is a lot going on in the world today on deceit destroying, not only church folks, families, those on their job, deceit. You know, the word of God says, put away from your deceitful mouth and put the vile lip far from you. You'll find that in Proverbs 4:24. You know, when a believer is living a lifestyle that is contrary to God's way, the steps from hypocrite to a critical spirit is a short one. It is a desire to cut others down to his level that brings about the critical or judgmental attitude. My, 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 my. You know, every small flaw in others will be amplified and expounded upon in an effort to justify the flaw in his or her own attitude. You know, instead of accomplishing the desired result of hiding the deceptive spirit, usually the opposite occurs in others who would not normally notice or even know or wear. You know, when we was talking about children, you know, we think about the effect on children on a lot of this that go on in the world today. The word of God says in Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he or she should go. Even when he or she is old, he or she will not depart from it. It's in your Bible, if you have not told your pages out. You know, it is amazing how slowly children learn good habits and how quickly they pick up bad ones. You can see children and you say, oh, that's such a, not, I wouldn't say a perfect child, but she's so mannerable, he's so mannerable, and they do this here. And they can pick up, you can try to get them to learn something in the Word of God. Give it to them, let them study it the whole week. But let a song come on the radio, a worldly song. I use that for a good example. Within a day, they got the new song down pat. They know all the words. They know the dance that go to it and everything. So, you know, you think about that, the effect on children, how they can pick up good things and how, you know, good habit, but how they can pick up bad ones so quick. You know, the reason we seem to be that bad habits are more common are, in fact, more enticing than good ones. You know, children can easily be taught to deceive by parents. They're watching your children, parents, your children are watching you. You are their role model. You are that example. So when they see you do something and you don't rectify that when you know it's wrong, they're going to pick up the trait and think they should be doing that. You know, young children want to please the parents. And if parents get very angry when they hear the truth, then a natural alternate would be to tell them a lie. No, tell your children the truth. Don't tell them a lie. Don't let them come up believing a lie instead of the truth. You know, because they don't want to have to deal with a difficult situation. You know, as I was thinking about this here and this particular lesson, you know, if childhood deceptions are allowed and reinforced by seeing mom or dad deceived, it can easily become a lifetime attitude. Perhaps more than anyone else, the father affects the attitude of his offspring. He is the leader in the home and as such as the authority. That father in the home is the leader. He's the authority. He is over the family. You know, if the children are made to fear being totally honest with their family or encouraged to develop pride in their family, the result will often be deceptive. You know, when you think about an attitude in the home that people do not make mistakes, we make mistakes daily. It's not that we are trying to make them, but mistakes can be made daily. And, you know, we will go a long ways in helping children to be honest rather than having them to hide their initials, lies, by more lie. So just teach your children, don't be deceptive. When you know something is wrong, just come out with it and tell your parents or whatever, who's in charge over you. But don't, you know, because once you tell this lie, you got to tell another lie to cover up that lie that you done told already. And you done told so many lies that people go to not to believe in you. And how deceit destroy, deceit and everything come in and just destroy you. And you don't want the family to be destroyed. You want God to work on you, you know, come in. Thank you so much for coming in, work, Faith Work. Thank you for coming in to share with the show today. Glad to have you. And if anyone would like to comment on how deceit destroys, feel free. I have area code 678. Two people from 678. If y'all would like to say something, just come right on in, because this is to help everyone. You know, corrective deception, you know. Be accountable. Nobody wants to be accountable for anything anymore. Without consultation, plans are fruitless, but with, and very frustrating. But with many counsels, they succeed. You can read Proverbs 15 and 22 on that. You know, all Christians need to be accountable to others so that when we stray off the path, someone else will correct us. And that's so true. You know, we may say something, not meaning no harm to somebody, not trying to throw up a guard or anything. Oh, thank you, Faith Walker. I have shared a warning regarding the deceiver. All right. Thank you. Okay, that's one of my, hallelujah. Yeah, because the way I'm on, I can't type. I don't have the big screen on for the control on the chat line. That's why I'm not been able to chat with you all, because I have the other part on where I'm getting the calls in. So forgive me, everyone that's on the chat line. Just keep sending in what you want me to say or what you want to say to me, and that way I can read it, because I love to have you on, guest 3336. Thank you, guests, for coming on. You know, unfortunately, many Christians are accountable to no one because they don't have to be. I think I'll say that again. Unfortunately, many Christians are accountable to no one because they don't have to be. This is particularly true of who are materially successful because they isolate themselves behind a wall of ego and pride. You know, we have to let that pride and that ego go. You know, just be truthful about something. Don't be deceptive. Don't go around lying. Because God, he's sitting high and he's looking low. He see all the things that's going on, excuse me, with each and every one of us. And, you know, the best accountability comes within the home. I think I'll say that one again. The best accountability comes within the home, especially between husband and wife. You know, with rare exception, one spouse is actually aware of the other's strength and weakness. You know, if they have an open and honest relationship, one would detect the other's deceptive quickly. Correcting must be done gently and in love, or the results will be bitterness. Always remember that the purpose is to restore a loved one to the right relationship with God, not to accuse him. And see, I thank God, you know, we have to have that relationship with God, each one of us. And when we have that relationship with God, we can talk to other ones at a normal tone, at a normal voice. We don't have to shout. We don't have to holler. We don't have to do nothing ugly. We could just talk to them and say what God is saying. Do what God would have us to do. Thank you, guests. 3372 and 3376 for coming in today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, children will participate wholeheartedly in the detection and the correction process. You know, mine never fail to detect when I exceed the posted speed limit. You know, in addition to family, every Christian should become accountable to one or more other Christians who are care enough to admonish and concern. We should be accountable, you all. Through the life situations we go through decisions we make, whether they are good or whether they are bad, we should be accountable because God looking at us. You know, sometimes it's painful for both parties, but it's absolutely necessary for spiritual growth, and that's what we need, spiritual growth, because if we do not talk to one another, if we don't follow the instruction in this manual, which is the Word of God, where He's telling us what to do, how to do it, which way to go, all through the chapters, all through the Word of God, that we can help one another. We can tell if someone is in a deceit section. We can, you know, say, well, wait a minute, sir, or wait a minute, ma'am, or if it's some children, say, come here, let me tell y'all the right way to do something versus the wrong way. What y'all have been doing is wrong, and it's destroying. That deceit is coming in, and you don't want that to destroy you. So we, as parents, as leaders, we, hallelujah, glory, thank you. Faith work, thank you, ha, for that word, thank you, Woo, Jesus, yeah. But time will come where they will not listen to sound doctrine, yes, but having itching ears and heap, heap up for themselves teachers after their own lust. Ha, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, and will turn away their ears from the truth and turn aside to fable. But we'll be sober in all things, suffering hardship to do the work of an evangelist and fulfilling your ministry. Hallelujah. Thank you for faith work. Thank you for that this morning, because we all need help. We all want to get the message out to each and every person that may be listening, that may come in, they in a hot second, and then they cut off. But we hoping the word still get out. We hoping the word still out. Be sober in all things, suffer hardship, do the work of the evangelist. Thank you so much for filling your ministry. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We know it may not be a shouting message to some people, but deceit is destroying America. If you look around and see what's happening in America, you can see how the different topics that I bring before the audience that listen in on Blog Talk, because we're going to need these things. We may tune them out right now, but tonight, before the night is over, it's going to be something that somebody have said today in your walk of life that you're going to be able to regurgitate it back up to help somebody else. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, quick confession. He who conceal his transgression will not prosper, but he who confessed and forsake them will find compassion. You'll find that in Proverbs, the 28th chapter and the 13th verse. You know, whenever you detect a deception in your own life, large or small, stop what you're doing and confess it immediately. You know, like the old folks used to tell us, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Don't be all mean and don't want to talk and angry and stuff. It's telling you, whenever you detect a deception in your own life, large or small, what you're doing, and confess it. Stop what you're doing right then and confess it. Not paying attention to Jewish favor, Lord, I thank you for coming on, each and every one of you all. My, I'm just getting happy over here on this other side of this line, just knowing what the word is saying to each and every one of us today. You know, that means not only to God, but to the others who are involved as well. My. You know, there are many rationalization for not doing this, but really only one reason, pride. You know, a lot of people let pride stand in the way. They are so proud where they feel they know they need help, but they don't want to ask for help or tell somebody. They know they're not going the way they should go, but they're letting pride stand in the way. And Faith Work wrote to me, the pure, all things are pure, both to those who are defiled and unbelieving. Nothing is pure, but both their mind and their conscience are defiled. They profess that they know God, but by their works they deny him. Ha! Jay! Being abominable, disobedient, and unfit for any good work. Hallelujah! 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 Thank you for typing, Faith Work. I'm glad you stayed and you typing, because by me being with the line, with the other people on the line, I couldn't get over to get to the chat line, but I can read what you put in. Thank you so much. And you'll find, just let you know, that is in Titus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. God is so good. God is just so good. Ooh, Jesus. You know, Titus 1 and 13, this testimony is true for this cause. Let me go up a little bit. I'm going a little slow reading today. But let me see. For this cause, Faith Work. To the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure, but both their mind and their conscience are defiled. They profess that they know God, but deny him, being disobedient and unfit for any good work. Titus 10, hallelujah, good scriptures, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you're going to do good, great, why do you violate them? Amen, amen, amen. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. You know, you can always assume that others involved will understand or accept an apology either. It is not necessary for them alone. It is also for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, in Matthew's, the 5th chapter, 23rd and the 24th verse, if say, let me turn back on over to that, Matthew 5, 23 and 24. It says, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and thou remember that thy brother has aught against thee, leave there the gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Now, that's what the word's saying. That's not what this overseer's saying. I'm reading it out the word. I am reading that out of the word of God. You know, that means that you must suffer a financial loss to correct an earlier deception, then do what is necessary. The most important relationship is between you and God. And after all, everything belongs to him anyway. He just loaned us this stuff here, you all, for a season. You've never seen a U-Haul on its way to the cemetery with none of your possession or your family's possessions in them. You're going to leave that stuff here. So treat it as a loose garment. Thank God for the use of it. But you can't take it with you. You don't want it to cause you to lose your soul and go to hell on deceit, deception, how it can destroy you, your family, those around you. You know, the most important relationship is between you and God. Remember that. And after all, everything belongs to him anyway. If you have established an absolute standard that you will retain no personal benefit as a result of deception, it will precondition your response to any temptation. This is particularly true if you adopt the same restitution that Zechariah did in the Word of God. And here he was talking about how he repaid 400%. You'll find that in Luke 9 and 8, and I'm going to turn over there to
Luke 9:8, and tell you exactly what it says. I'm going to read it straight out of the Word of God. I don't want you to take my word for it. I'm a Luke 19:8. Excuse me. So let me turn right there briefly. 19:8 says, "And Zechariah stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold." My. Here he said it in the word. So that means we should be able to do the same thing. We living in these times, this dispensation, but the same things are going on that went on back then, that time. You know, it's then become economical and unprofitable to deceive. You know that ultimate even more must be repaid. My. Ooh, I am just full over here with this program today with our caller from Atlanta, Georgia. The recording artist, would you like to say anything else today? Or like, would you like to sing another song today? Or give your information today? Because I want to make sure everybody gets your information. She's not only a songster, she's also a bona fide attorney there in Atlanta, Georgia. In case you need an attorney, you can get in touch with her. She's there to give you all the information. Her name is Prophetess Samantha Caldwell.
Thank you so much. I am enjoying your teaching and the information that you are sharing. You are indeed enlightening us and enlightening, our spirits, our souls with the words and the seeds that you are sowing. So I just want to tell you that I am enjoying the show and what you are doing here. And the reason why people are chiming in and you've got people chatting and just excited about what you're sharing is because it is exciting. It's a good word. It's good news that you're sharing. And just want to just thank you again, Sister Elliott, for just, enlightening us just awesomely, Overseer. You have done a wonderful job today. I am just sitting back enjoying. I don't want to take up too much of your time talking about myself. I will encourage your listeners to go to the iTunes and the CD Baby websites and look for my music. Again, my name is Samantha Caldwell, and it's Caldwell like a get well card. So Cardwell. I have music at iTunes, music at CD Baby, and also music on Reverb Nation. And I'm going to share some songs with you, Overseer Elliott, share with your audience. So you should have that soon. And just glad to be on the line with you. Glad to be hearing the positive seeds that you're sowing amongst us, and just enjoy myself here on the show today.
Thank you so very much for coming and being a part of this show. Y'all don't know when y'all come on, y'all make up the show. Y'all help me, and I give God praise for what He's doing today. And then we have another guest on today. For Marietta, Georgia, she's a TV Seneca talk show host. And would you like to say anything else, Ms. Prophetess Mercer Brown?
Again, I'd like to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to come on. And it's wonderful to hear you again this morning, Samantha. Samantha has been on the Antidote Show several times. She's a regular. She just she's such a beautiful young lady, and she has a beautiful voice, and she really blesses my audience every time she comes. Again, I enjoy the word on this morning, and you're so right when we have to be careful that we don't be deceived, because the enemy, he has set up so many devices for us to be deceived and for our children to be deceived. So I'm honored to hear the word that came forth on this morning. And I do encourage your listeners to to tune into the Antidote Show, which is a testimonial show, which in these end times, we need each other's testimony to overcome. That's what the Word of God says, to overcome by the blood of the Lamb, so that we can do the will and the call that He has called us to do by seeing His perfect works and His miracles happen, because they are happening. And we often don't talk about the beautiful things that God has done in our lives, but on the Antidote Show, you are welcome to come forth with your stories and your testimonies so that people can hear and see the wonderful things that has happened. Because I'm honored when people come on and the doctor said they would never walk, and they walk, and they could not be healed, and they're healed. They couldn't see, and they see. So just believing God and not being deceived by what man has told them that they would not do, but by believing what God said that He would do, and knowing that God is the antidote to all things. The antidote is God, is the Word of God. God is the antidote to all things. So, again, my name is Prophetess Mershelle Brown with the Antidote Show, .com. And the Antidote Show at Yahoo. And if you'd like to be a guest on the show, please feel free to give me a call or email me. And my number, business line is 678-468-9487. My email address is the Antidote Show at Yahoo. And you go on the antidoteshow.com, you can find all the archive shows and view the page, view the show page, so you can watch some of the shows. And again, Prophetess Elliott, I thank you so much for allowing me to come and be a part of your show.
You are so welcome. I am glad that you all came on. I want to thank everyone that came to the chat line, that stayed. Faith Work, thank you for the things that you wrote in. Gotta give God praise, because He is our Savior. Yes, He is. And I thank area code 713-678-6. Another 678-499-18. I thank each and every one of you all for coming on today, because y'all made it up the show, even with y'all present here. If you didn't even get to say anything, I still thank God, because you thought enough of Joy and Peace to come and share in today with the show. And I want y'all really to tune in next week, because it's an exciting show. I'm going to put it on sometime today, because that one is a wake-up call for a lot of Christians. Next week, the show is going to be on. Let me see, I have a little note I wrote to myself that I was going to mention it today. On Should Christians Gamble? It's going to be on gambling next week. Is gambling wrong? So that's going to be our topic for next week. So I thank each and every one of you all for coming on today. I give God praise. I want y'all to be blessed. And please do come back on the show. You don't have to wait for a special visit. Just come right on. Tune in. It may be something you want to say on the next broadcast. And just let me know. You hit one on your keypad, and I'll bring you right in on my switchboard. Be happy to hear from you and want the world to know what you have to say. Because all of us, God give us a voice. And all of us have something to say concerning the Word of God. And until next week, I want y'all to be blessed. I'm going to take us out with this song.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. Just the My heart is torn in pieces. It's my own.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. What's left? Truth is, I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try.
Bye-bye.